20. Shibburn, 5th, Lionsgate. At Lionsgate Spaceport, a broken relic of its former magnificence, cradled in the firestorms of hell, the main batteries speak again. Lances of power, kilometers in length, and as pearly fluorescent as deep ocean eels, retch and spit from the massive orbital gun platforms into the dust call of the sky. Ship-killing beams shriek upwards at the traitor fleet. The port, its skirts and outflanks reduced to scrap and wreckage, is like an island in the midst of the inferno, its main superstructure bent and almost listing. Such is the catastrophic damage done to the bedrock it sits on. It is hundreds of kilometres from the sanctum, hundreds of kilometres from the nearest loyalist force, entirely cut off and surrounded. An atoll of defiance, the only throne-held position in the entire palace dominions outside the final fortress. It is slowly drowning in the maelstrom of warp-corrupted ground, furnace storms, super-orbital bombardment, and encircling enemy assault. It is raging, furious as it dies. Battles boil through the port's hems and lower levels. Loyalist forces, principally White Scars and Imperialis Auxilia, waging a futile fallback fight against the vastly outnumbering echelons of the Death Guard and the swirling horrors of instantiating Neverborn. Devastating fire from the traitor fleet ruptures the territory around it and explodes entire spires and freighting platforms off its shoulders and spine. Its remaining void shields soak up some strikes in crackling ripples. It feels as though the voids are doing little more than simply holding the disintegrating port together. In the smoke-clogged, half-lit ruin of the primary fire control, deep in its upper structure, Shibban Khan, called Taxia, has just been crowned An Ezen, Master of the Hunt. It is not a title he will hold for long, but the Khans of the Ordu have insisted. When the fifth dies, it will not die leaderless. Shibban accepts the honour with brief solemnity. He turns from the others, from Ganzerig, the Noyan Khan, Jangsai Khan, Jakarja Stormseer, and Yiman.
"Finish the work," he tells them. "Kill what may still be killed while we yet live."
They bow and hurry to their places. Shibban can hear shooting from below. It sounds close. He calls for target solutions. Atre, the White Scars legionary manning the augurs and sensoria, tries to locate clean paints on the warfleet above them. Nothing is returning true, as though malfunction or distortion is corrupting even the port's immensely powerful detection and ranging systems. Power is also ebbing. It is taking far longer each time for the main batteries to cycle back to full charge. But Shibban can see from the fluttering hololiths that the one key truth remains. The vengeful spirit, unguarded, voids down.
One direct strike.
"Acquisition," he calls.
Atre and the others shake their heads.
"Damage observed from previous cycle?"
Atre looks at him, as though wishing he could say something other than a helpless negative.
"Again!"
Shibban yells.
"Kill that thing!"
The deck vibrates as the bulk generatives wind back to capacity.
"My lord!"
Shibban turns. A young White Scars warrior, wounded, is handing him a data slate.
"Direct from the Sanctum, lord," he says. "Authentication is confirmed."
It reads correctly. They've been ignoring all contacts, assuming that every transmission is a pack of traitor lies. But this is genuine. The message, however, makes no sense.
"Do we have operational vox?"
he asks. The wounded legionary replies with a nod that suggests he will die trying to provide it. The message had an encrypted channel appended to it.
"Channel as indicated,"
Shibban orders. He links his armor's vox system to the main comms grid. An icon tells him when the connection is established. It wavers, threading in and out.
"Shibban, 5th, Lionsgate," he says.
"Hegemon Control. Authenticated,"
a voice crackles back. He knows it at once. Ilya. There's no time to acknowledge that, or ask after her. There's no time for anything.
Confirm instruction. Hegemon control,
he says.
Instruction? Deselect firing solutions. Target principle.
Repeat and confirm. Target principle is shields down. Repeat, shields down. Do you understand?
We understand. Instruction confirmed and sanctioned by the War Court. Deselect firing solutions. Target principle. Effective immediate.
Yes, he says.
Shiban, we don't want you to hit it.
The voice crackles, fading in and out.
My copy, he says. I will comply. But, Hegemon Control, you don't understand. We have been targeting it for the last 16 minutes. Its shields are deactivated. Our battery strength is at prime. Our target plotting systems are damaged but functional. It should be dead already.
Explain.
I cannot, Hegemon Control. It's not a matter of us not firing at it. We cannot hit it.
Ilya Avalion pulls out her earpiece and rises to her feet.
Mistress Ikaro, she calls out. Lionsgate confirms receipt of instruction.
Through the bustle, Ikaro hears her and nods to her. She is about to make her announcement.
Mistress Ikaro,
Ilya yells.
I need you to stop, listen, and comprehend. Right now. It is not what it seems. There is something wrong.